We are 14 lines up from the bottom on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We've been giving Nachum Hamadi a tough time. Every time Nachum makes a statement, the rabbis always said to him, let's just keep it on the down low. Let's not get this out. Let's not get this opinion made public. And therefore, Amr Le Rav Acha Bar Minyumi Le Abaye. Rav Acha Bar Minyumi said to Abaye, Gavra Rabba Asame Asrin. A great man came from my community, Nachum Hamadi. Kol milsa da amri da amar amri le nishtaka da revelo nomar. However, every time he had something to say, you told him, let's not publicize it. Why are you giving him such a hard time? Amar, so Abaye said to him, no, don't worry. Ikechada da avdinan kavase. There is one case where we actually do follow his opinion. D'tanya, Nachum Hamadi Omer, Shoel Adam Tzurachav B'Shamia Tfila. That when a person wants to ask for personal needs during the Shmon Esrei, he should only do it in Shomea Tfila. So you see, we follow Nachum's opinion. Amar, Rav Acha said back to Abaye, stop humoring me. Barminedahi, don't, this doesn't count. What do you mean this doesn't count? Detalye Ba'asli Ravavi. This is based on a larger machlokas, where there are other rabbis who subscribe to this opinion. So the fact that we're ruling in favor or in accordance with Nachum is not because of Nachum, it's because other rabbis subscribe to that opinion. And how do you know that? Based on the following machlokas, the Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shoel Adam Tzurachav, V'yachar Kachis Palel, says Rabbi Eliezer, a person, before they daven, they should ask for their personal needs. Shenemar, based on the verse, Tzfila La'ani, Kiyatov, a prayer for the afflicted when he swoons, meaning first he prays about himself being afflicted, then V'lifnei Hashem Mishpoch Sicho, and then he pours out his heart to God in prayer, in Tfila. Ein Sicha Ela Tfila, and we also know that the word Sicha, conversation, means Tfila. Shenemar, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh. Yitzchak went out to have a conversation with God in the field, which means that he went to pray mincha. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua takes the opposite approach. Rabbi Eliezer said, first you ask for your needs, and then you daven. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yispalel, V'yachar kach yishol tzarecha. First you daven, then you ask for your needs. Shenemar, Eshpoch lefanav sichi. I will pour out my heart to you, God, in tefila. Tzarasi lefanav agid. Then I will tell you about all my distress. Rabbi Eliezer nami haksiv eshpoch lefanav sichi. Well, how does Rabbi Eliezer explain the pasuk of eshpoch lefanav sichi? That it sounds like you're first supposed to daven, then ask for personal needs. Hachi kamar. This is what how Rabbi Eliezer would explain it. Eshpoch lefanav sichi. When do you pour out your heart to God in prayer? Bizman shetzarasi lefanav agid. That's only when the tzaros were in front of it. In other words, it's only when you preceded the tefillah with talking to God about your ills. Rabbi Yeshua nami haksiv tefillah la'ani kiyatov. Well, how does Rabbi Yeshua explain the pasuk tefillah la'ani, which seems to indicate that first you ask about, you talk to God about your tzaros, and then you pray, then you set your tefillah together? Hachi ka'amar. This is how he understands that pasuk. Emasai tefillah la'ani. When should he pray for his own needs? It's bizman shelifnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. That's only if he has already poured out his heart to God in tefillah. So you see this machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. What comes first? Asking for your own needs and then davening, or davening first? Michti. So that says the Gemara. Let's examine this. Kroy lo kamar daiki v'lo kamar daiki. We can't prove the pasuk like one over the other. They're both ambiguous enough to prove both ways. So what do we do now? Says the Gemara, b'mai kamiflugi. Well then, what exactly are they arguing about? What's the nekudas hamachlokas between Rabbi Yeshua? Says the Gemara, k'dedarash Rav Simloi. It's like Rav Simloi explained. Dedarash Rav Simloi, la'olam yisader adam shivcho shel makom b'yachar kach yispalel. A person should first praise God and then daven. What that means, as Rashi explains, is that if you think about the Shmoneh Esrei. The way that the Shmoneh Esrei is designed, the first three brachos have nothing to do about Shoal Tzurachim. We don't ask for our personal needs, we just praise God. And only afterwards do we ask for refuah, for healing, for money, etc. And who do we learn this from? Minalan mi Moshe Rabbeinu. We learn this from Moshe. You first praise, and then you go in for the ask. Dechsiv, Hashem Elokim, Ata hachilosa laharis es avdecha es gadlucha ves yadcha hachazaka. That Moshe, when he wanted to enter into the land of Israel, he first began by praising God and how great he was. He first appealed to his goodness and his greatness, uksiv basrei, and only afterwards did he go in for the ask. Ebra na ve'ere es haaretz hatova. Only afterwards did he say to God, let me in. He was a good salesman. He buttered him up first with all these praises, and then went in for the ask. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua, Savar Yalfinan mi Moshe, says Rabbi Yeshua, we learn from Moshe that we praise God first through the Shmoneh Esrei, essentially, then you daven through the Shmoneh Esrei, and only afterwards do you ask for your needs. But Rabbi Eliezer, Savar, Lo Yalfinan mi Moshe, says Rabbi Eliezer, we don't learn that from Moshe. Rather, we put our personal needs first, and then we daven afterwards. Why do we not learn out from Moshe? Says Shani Moshe deRav Gavrei. Moshe is different. Moshe was obviously a great man, a great human being, and therefore it makes sense for Moshe to praise God and say all this shvachim of God. But if we go and praise God, it just sounds presumptuous that we're going to be the ones who are praising God and saying all these great things about him and then going in for the ask. It's different when it comes from us as opposed to when it comes from Moshe. However, the Chachamim say, and this is back to Nachum Amadi's point, V'chachamim omrim, lo kedivrei zeh v'lo kedivrei zeh, ela shoel adam tzuracha v'shemei tefila. They say, no, you're supposed to ask for your needs in Shemei tefila. And that's what Nachum Amadi stated as well before. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Shoel Adam Tzuracha B'Shemei Tefila. The halacha is that when a person wants to ask for personal needs, they should during Shmoneh Esrei, they should wait until the bracha of Shomei Tefila. And we do have that as well. We have a special section in Shomei Tefila where you can add in insert your own personal tefillos. However, there may be other times where a person can add on to their tefillos within the Shmoneh Esrei. Amar Rav Yehuda b'rei de Rav Shmuel bar Shelas mishmei de Rav, af al pi she'amru shoel adam tzurachav b'shamei tefila. Even though we said the ideal time to ask for your personal needs, or the only time to ask for your personal needs, is in Shamei Tefillah, the truth is there's more. Avalim ba'al lomar b'sof kol bracha ubracha, me'ein kol bracha ubracha, omer. If you have a specific request which is connected to one of the brachos in the Shmoneh Esrei, that is permissible to do. So if you want, for example, as Rashi says, if you have a problem forgetting your learning, so by Chonin Hadas, you can focus and ask for the ability to remember your learning. If you are a Baal Tshuva and you're trying to repent, so then during Harotza B'Tshuva, you can also ask for a particular request. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Af Al Pi She'amru Shoel Adam Tzuracha B'Shemei Tefila, Im Yesh Lo Chola B'Soch Beiso, Omer B'Birchas Cholim. If there's someone who is ill in your home and you want to daven for them, in the bracha of Rifa'inu, you can also meditate there and ask for a personal request. V'im Tzarach L'Parnasa, Omer B'Birchas Hashanim. And if there's something, monetarily speaking, you need to pray for, then in Baruch Aleinu, you can also set aside time for a personal request. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Af Al Pi She'amru Shoel Adam Tzuracha B'Shemei Tefila, even though you're only supposed to ask for your personal needs in Shemei Tefila, Avalim Ba Lomar Achar Tefilaso, Afilu Keseder Yom HaKippurim Omer. And if you want, at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei, you can even say the entire Seder of Yom Kippur, and that would be an permissible enhancement to the Shmoneh Esrei. So you see that there are plenty of opportunities for us to connect to make a personal request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during Shmoneh Esrei. Shemaya Tefillah is the ideal time to say all of our prayers, but if there is something specific related to one of the brachos in Shmoneh Esrei, then certainly, explains the Gemara, are we allowed to ask for those items during those particular tefillos?